the board minutes?
Anybody else made agenda?
Move to accept July 17th board minutes.
Second.
Proper move and second, any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carries. Public comments. Parents. Teachers. Teachers, any comments?
No comment.
General public. School report.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Alright.
No, we got a manual tonight.
That's just copies of the data that I emailed you.
Yeah,
hard copies of it. So all staff returned a week ago Monday for professional development, and Vera came by and greeted the staff. We appreciate that. And Hal came, bought some nice book bags for the young people. So I'm thankful for that. As Reverend Moore mentioned, today was our first day with our young people. Back for another first day. It's actually my 30th first day of school. So it's my 30th first day. So every one is like the first one, but it was a good day. So attach our smarter balance test scores that I sent you through through the email. As you will see, and in some areas we actually exceeded the state average. The state on a whole scores decreased in the state, but our students actually bucked that trend and went up in some grades. There's some areas where we saw our students actually drop to a low, so we've added extra support. In those grades, fifth grade was an area of concern, so we added a certified teacher as the interventionist in that grade. We also have restructured our schedule, so we added 20 additional minutes of instructional time every day to our school day. So we shortened our special periods by 10 minutes each, which also gave us additional time to add into our RTI, which is our intervention time, to be able to help students in small groups who are struggling, but also to give time to help our students who are advanced as well.
So just for clarity, Principal L.
Yes, sir.
So the smarter math So are we saying that no grades met the state average?
In our school?
Uh-huh. Or am I missing?
1 point away. Our eighth grade was a point away.
See, the eighth grade was 37%. The state average was 38.
Right.
And in seventh grade, it was 41. And seven was 33 in math.
Which slide are you guys looking at?
That's the second one in.
Second one. Okay. Yeah.
Second one in. And then smarter
math.
Right, smarter math. And then you see in ELA, we actually exceeded in. Yeah. And then I gave you some data on similar schools, because you know the state average, that averages in Wilmington Charter, Newark Charter, Sussex Academy, a lot of your middle class, suburban, more affluent schools are average into the state average. When you look at schools that are servicing students similar to the students that we serve, you can see there's a vast difference in many cases with how our students are performing as compared to some other schools. Even schools that have been ahead of us in the past, there were some years where Coomber and Eastside were ahead of us, you know, in the past. But if you look at some of the data here, you can see our students have even outperformed, even at the elementary level, where our students struggle more than, you know, our older students. We see that those students are outpacing. Not that we use that as the mark, because our goal is always to meet or exceed the state average. But we also know that we service students that many other schools do not service. And our students have been outperformed pretty much. Our middle school students are really the only urban middle school that met or exceeded the state average. Only non-suburban school to be able to do that. And you know, we used Byard as the example for the middle school, because there aren't many are K-8. There's not many that are. Most are K-5 in the middle, but most of those are in Newark. But in the city, you have Byard Middle School, which we service the same community. And you can see how our students did compared to Byard Middle School. And then we looked at even our elementary students, where you know we've struggled a lot more in the past compared to similar schools in the city. I think we used Bancroft and Stubbs. And you can see again how our students are doing, you know, compared to districts that have more resources and more opportunities, but we're still able to maintain the difference there. So we do, in order to support those students, we are in our second year of the Delaware Early Literacy Initiative. We were the only charter selected in the state. There were only three schools in the state to be a part of this initiative, where we focus on increasing the literacy of our K-3 students. And that means we get support from the state, we get coaching from the state, and additional professional development for not only for our teachers, but for our leadership team as well.
What were the other two schools?
It's three. I don't know what the other three schools are.
There's one downstate.
Okay.
Like a Laurel.
What impact do you think will happen this year? I mean, especially now that it's the second year, everybody's comfortable with it.
Well, one of the things for sure is the fact that we do bigger focus on RTI time. So that's what.
That's our huge focus.
Right.
Deli.
Okay. So working with Deli is looking at how we could maneuver our schedule to still be able to provide the two planning periods a day for our teachers, which makes us unique because they have the two PLC meetings for planning and preparation, but also adding that additional time for teachers to be able to work with students on small group one-on-one. And we also have two reading assist tutors that will be assigned to our school. So they will work with our lowest reading students. How many hours?
They're here. They are working every day for 1 hour. So 6 hours a week these kids are going to get these reading assist tutors.
Right,
one-on-one.
And these are tutors that get trained.
Reading assist Delaware.
Right. And they go, it's a summer-long training. They get certified as many of them are retired educators. but they come in and provide one-on-one, and we were able to finance this right through our grant funding, which the state's saying we're not spending, but we were approved to be able to use it for these tutors. And they will be providing direct support to our lowest performing students, which is where you wanna, try to attack those students that have those low reading scores early in elementary, so that we can get them prepared by the time they're fourth, fifth,
and
sixth grade.
And see if I clearly understand this. The program is called Reading Assist.
Reading
Delaware.
Assist.
Reading Assist. Yes,
and
yeah.
We're going to get two of them. And how long will they be here?
All year.
All year.
All year for how many? How long?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
All day.
All
every
day.
Day.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's what.
But
what is RTI?
Response to Intervention.
So what's this, what's your assistance in there? Because I take it the all those special Liz is smiling.
You got a special place for math. I know, Mr. Cooper. So we have Ames Web that we are doing for benchmarking that we are introducing as part of our RTI for reading, but we're also implementing it in math. So we're going to have a much better benchmarking of our math students to see kind of where they are, what they need, and how we can service them. So we are implementing Ames Web for math also, which is new to us.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're asking our math teachers to begin to teach math in small group centers the way we teach reading. There needs to be a bigger focus on math with smaller groups. There's a big focus on reading, but we're asking them to work in small groups while other students are in centers directly one-on-one. Two, three-on-one with students on specific math skills, which we haven't done. It hasn't been a trend in education, but we've seen it work in literacy. So we've seen it work huge in our students in the older grades. So we want to try to have that same impact with our young people, you know, with math as well.
I was going to say the K-5 math teachers all went to a week of professional development in Philadelphia. So that was another kind of big push for us to make sure they were all trained and had some advanced training for the teachers that have been teaching our math program.
So at the end of the day, it seems that as a school, math seems to be our core subject. So it seems like that school requires a lot of focus, just at the 10,000 foot view, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, right.
A few years ago,
it was the other way around. Right. So, do we think that we have in place going forward? Because this is data looking backwards, right? So
mm-hmm.
going forward, the eighth grade is now gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're dealing with seventh through the third grade. Are we going to be able to do enough to bring these math scores up? And then, by the same token, looking at English, the eighth grade is now gone. Right? So the sixth and the seventh become now our new seven and eight. And when you look at the sixth grade being at 23%, right, do we have in place, based upon what we see from what happened last year, that this year we're going to be able to make a change and have a difference?
Yeah, we've always held firm to the belief, and it's shown in the data, that our students, as they get older, are more responsible and attend our after school and Saturday school programs independently. If you look at the eighth graders a few years ago, they were at 21% in ELA. By eighth grade, they were exceeding the state average. So if you look at those students, if you look at those scores, traditionally in sixth grade, they are a little lower. Now, we did have some other issues in sixth grade that we're trying to address. So that the students don't go up. What we're hoping is that we're able to now move those students up into 40s and 50s in sixth grade. So that way when they go up, if they move up 20 or 30 when they get to 7th and 8th grade, and you talk about students in the 80th percentile. But we have noticed that those students traditionally, you know, in that grade have scored low. And that would be in reading and math. But as you see, as they get older, those students, and that springboard, sixth grade is the first year with the springboard curriculum. And so springboard is a whole different way. It's a pre-AP curriculum. So it is a little more difficult for the students the first year, but also for the teacher as well. So the students are already accustomed to it in their second and third year in middle school, and the teachers are. And so, and also I think it's been probably a big plus is that we consistently had the same 7th and 8th grade ELA teacher since before I came in. I mean, she worked with Mr. Cooper. So I think that is, that's a huge plus too. Ms. Ennis has been here. We just celebrated her. She just finished her 10th year. She just started her, completed her 10th year here at Edison. So I think that was important, you know, as well.
I would also add that if you notice, the state is much lower in math, and I think the state average. Mm-hmm. So it's 50, you know, for 8th grade, it's 52 for ELA, and it's 38 for math. Mm-hmm. And part of that is that the Smarter Balanced Math Test is much different than what our students are accustomed to in math. So there's a lot of short answer. There's a lot of explaining. So I think statewide, math is more difficult than, or different maybe, than what they were used to taking for other tests. So the state average is much lower than it is for ELA.
And that's a state issue. And they do want to address that in the test, but also they want to address it in terms of the curriculum statewide that's being implemented. It's being testing the students based on the content that's being taught, but also teaching students to critically think and problem solve as well, because that's how they're being tested.
I see that it looks as though Kumba is doing pretty good in 5th and 6th, and we're doing good in 7th and 8th. Mm-hmm. Have we made any attempts to talk to Kumba to see what they're doing in 5th and 6th that maybe we can emulate, share, and maybe share some of our success stories from 7th and 8th, seeing that we have a similar population? Or at least try and figure out why it is that their 5th and 6th are doing so good and ours are doing so bad.
Right. So we do. We are a part of the Urban Charter Collaborative with them. So we meet quarterly, and we always talk and work together. But with this data now, and we now have a starting point where it's an excellent point. Talk to them. In the past, we've always been asking Kumba, how can you help us with our students in terms of K-8? What you're doing now? Kumba is reaching us in terms of, because I think when they started expanding, they started realizing some of the issues you face when you become a larger school. So we've been able to offer some help with that. But there is great dialogue that could happen with us getting thoughts from them on what they're doing in their middle, their intermediate grades, and what we're doing with our older students as well.
And maybe extend that conversation with FFA also.
Yes, ma'am.
FFA has been having success, sustained success across those grades. So it just seems to me if we have a similar population, maybe we put our heads together and we can determine what is working and what isn't
right.
working.
And they're in that collaborative with us. It's Eastside, FFA, Kumba, and Edison. So I think that's a great point, and we will be having conversations with all.
Just one quickie on that.
Yes, sir.
Collaboratively, how often do you guys meet?
With who?
This group.
With these group here? A minimum of quarterly, but there have been some meetings we've had where we've met twice in one quarter. So we meet at least four times a year, but there have been years when we've met 6 to 8 times in one year. Yeah. So we've already reached out to the principal at Kumba to talk about. We got a few things we'll talk about, teach observations, some things we want to do at a higher level. So we and data is data analysis is another one. So I could see us this being one of those years we will have more than four meetings with them and the other urban charters.
What do you see the role of the paraprofessional in grades 3, 4, and 5 doing differently? If you mentioned, I don't know whether they attended like the math thing. Did they?
Some of them did.
Some of them did.
Depending on their schedules. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a
great.
So I think, for our, they're going to be involved in RTI, obviously, but they are going to have that small group instruction. So they're going to have some extra support for those. They're going to have time for that extra support for them.
Do we have anything in place that's going to give us an indication that what we're doing is trending upward, or we're going to have to wait again until next summer to find out what we're doing?
No, and that's the disadvantage of Smarter Balance, because by the time you get the scores, the kids have already gone from their teacher.
Right.
So we do have step testing, and now we implement a step intermediate now, right? So that's a benchmark testing, real live data for our younger students, but now we'll be able to, that goes up to grade, all the middle grade?
It actually goes up to grade six. We can use it in grade six, so that,
so we have Ames testing for grades 3, 4, 5, and 6?
From K through six.
From K through six.
Right. And then remember we said earlier that we now have Ames Web as well, which is going to...
A monthly...
With math.
So would that be something that you could share with the, those two, results on a monthly basis?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Ames Web, would that be monthly or no?
For those students that are in our tier three RTI, it would be, but
right.
It's
so some it might be six, it's some it might be 6 weeks.
Yeah. But we also have 10 marks that we do for math.
Achieve. So we have,
so we have some data that we get that's not, you know, not just smarter.
Okay. Can you make sure that you guys are working with Mr. Cooper with what you're implementing as far as programs go?
Yes, sir.
Like the Ames and the spring board as the liaison for them, for the board.
Yes, sir.
I have a couple of questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Where it says all new teachers will be certified, and how many teachers are not certified?
Well, all the teachers are certified in terms of being highly qualified.
Okay.
When I say will be, I just mean when we hire them, they will be certified. But I think it's a matter of becoming highly qualified, which is a process during their first year of teaching where they have to take the Praxis 2 exam.
Okay. So all new teachers are certified.
Right.
And they will be eligible and are eligible for highly qualified.
Right. And most of them are highly qualified when we hire them.
Okay.
But we do have a few that... take the test after after we hire.
And that's just new teachers who are not highly qualified?
Yes, ma'am.
All teachers from last year are highly qualified. Okay. My other question is, kindergarten's a little low.
Yeah, it's still...
still people six. Bring
no, kindergarten, we up to about 80 now.
Yeah, I was going to say last week.
Yeah, we up to about 80 now. Because so it's not, we didn't take in 20 kids in 1 week. I only want to report to you, kindergartens, that we are confirmed. So we had kindergartens that we accepted, but parents hadn't signed acceptance letters. So I didn't want to report them as students that we enrolled if we didn't have them solid. So those parents have come in and signed those acceptance letters. So we're actually at 80, maybe even a little over 80 in kindergarten.
How does that compare to last year?
We're probably a little ahead of the pace because we have until September 30. So usually we're around 80 around the beginning of September. So we have room for 20 more kindergarten students alone. And in several other grades, you know, we have room. So we're on target for sure for 740 and probably more.
And we budgeted based upon how many?
740.
So right now we're good.
Right now, hoping to get better.
Okay. So the 732, that is not as of the first day of school. That was prior to the
yes, sir.
And so, now we're at what?
So now we're at 80 kindergartners, but that 732 included students that, you know, the first day we always, there's students that relocated and moved. So we're probably at about 735 right now.
What we got to be concerned with is the September 30th.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they know, you know. We do that every year, September 30th.
Right.
So we even go to 7 if they come in 729. September
29th. Well,
we've done
that.
Yes,
we always do.
We buy them uniforms.
Well, I was just thinking because we start school so early, some parents may not even realize that it's like
by next week. The districts start next week, so that's usually when they start realizing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
How about the charter
charter renewal. So we've so Dr. Brown sent us a bunch of information that we had to, a bunch of questions, information, data we had to answer, send back. Winder has some info she needs, she'll send to the board that she's gonna need. And it looks like we're on pace to have everything done. Once we get a rough draft, we'll send it over to you. I think we have a conference call we're trying to schedule with him this week to go over some school data and curriculum information that we need to implement. But I think everything else is pretty good.
So this is due to be by September
30th? Another September 30th, right. Okay.
So do we have an approximate date for the rough draft?
I don't. I guess my ballpark would be we'd like to try to have it by the second week of September, so we have enough time to make corrections. So when we talk on the phone, we'll have a more definitive, but I'll make sure I express to him that, as a board and school, we'd like to, as a drop dead, maybe mid-September, if not the first week.
I mean, even if everything's not complete, at least we can do a rolling review.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have a no?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure I pointed that back-to-school night is September 14th. So I know some board members like to come out for that. We know everybody can't come, but those that can make it, we always appreciate when you you're able to come out. 5:30 to 7:00.
Oh, thank you.
5:30 to 7:00. If you can oblige, I had asked Jesse to make a list of things that he had the school ready for school year. I'd just like to take 1 minute to read that. Is that possible? Sobieski removed the existing fire alarm system, installed a new vigilant fire panel, new smoke head. All that hardware is done. We talked about that. Wood floors on first and third floors have all been sanded and refinished. You ever get time, take a look at those floors. Look good, as the other ones did last year.
Been there.
The room, that water damage that you had noticed, Emil, in that room, 129, drywall all done, all repainted. I think Jesse also repaired a wall in Ms. Winder's office and painted it as well for her with some similar damage.
She didn't show you that.
All classrooms, cafeteria, gym hallways, stripped and waxed, all carpet shampooed. Emergency light boxes have been ordered. Exterior lighting for the wall packs and light poles have all been ordered. And rooms 103 and 213 have been completely repainted. So they've been working hard this summer, getting a lot of things done. So I know Ms. Winder reached out to Jesse's supervisor to again commend him on the work that they've done around the building.
So that lighting outside is on order. It hasn't been...
Right. It's on order. And landscape structures came last week. Looked at the playground, and they're sending... this week they'll be sending us some plans and some estimates. It looks like the ballpark's going to be about 60,000 installed for the playground. I asked him to give me some in the range of 40 to 60,000, just in case we decided to spend a little less. So as soon as I have that, I'll send that right over to operations. Good.
Move to accept.
Second, Emil Brown.
Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. School financials.
This is the first completed month of the new school year. We did receive our first bucket of funds from the state unit formula, which was approximately $3.3 million. We usually true up at about January when we get the final bunch. So I think that, you know, we'll be okay there.
How many students is that based on, the 3.3 million?
I think it's based on like 730 or something like that, 729. So, well, as you can see on the second page, I don't have any of the state information because it's too early. We usually get that in September. So you usually don't see those figures until you get the September financials. And we usually don't start getting in money from local funds until about September also. So it's very early, of course, in the school year, the very first month. I don't think it's anything that's, that looks like it's going to go crazy as of at this time. I did want to talk about the audit. We have new, our audit team, well, our external auditors are now Wiseman, Giordano, and Associates. So it's no longer Haggerty and Haggerty. And as of Friday, the main auditor resigned. Was her last day on Friday. So it'll be interesting.
She emailed us and said that
she was waiting for some information, and she says, well, make sure I get it by Friday because it's my last day.
I said, you're leaving? So apparently she said it was her choice. She decided to leave. She's working as a church business manager.
So Ben's the partner, he's still there. And one of the other auditors is still there that will come out with Peggy from time to time. But the actual field work is done. So they're actually on review now. So at least we don't, you know, we don't have to worry about different people coming out. Peggy was out. She's completed all of the field work, and right now they're on review. So we're on target to meet our October 1st deadline.
Any questions on the financials? Is there a motion?
I have one question. On revenue, is this transfers?
Yeah, so that is a monthly transfer from our funds.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Motion
to accept. So moved, Emil Brown.
Second, Jerry.
Proper moves in second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Board financials.
So you'll see the financials as they come around. The one thing I wanted to point out is just I'm showing everything from last year. This is, we're really only 1 month into the school year, but we haven't had any month activity in the month of July. But the one thing I wanted to point out is so we had our charter conference in June, and you know all expenses are in for that. But you know, I'm happy to report that we had 7 board members attend, 6 of the 9 community board members, and our 1 parent member. So that was one of our highest totals of people who go to board conferences, so that was pretty cool. And since it was local, those 7 people only incurred the expense of roughly $3,000, which, you know, when we're traveling out, you know, that's just 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 plane tickets. So it was a really good bargain, and we got to send a lot of people and incur, you know, not much expense. Other than that, there hasn't been a lot of activity. going to Williams, working with the board. You know, we assisted them, we paid them, reimbursed Mr. Pinker for location expense. Outside of that, we haven't had any much activity. And so you can kind of see just kind of our activity there. Ms. Winder, I think that PayPal may have hit in July, so you can check that out. Yeah. I think we may owe the school reimbursement for that.
We are, you guys already did it.
Oh, okay, did we do it? All right, cool. All right, but Mr. Pinker, that's all I have there.
Great. Is there a motion to accept?
Motion to accept.
Second. It's properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Fundraising?
No report there yet.
Okay. Curriculum committee.
Okay, at the last board meeting, I was asked to review the nutrition program, and I see she's passing over the wellness program. I got the school wellness program. We got a copy of this the last time. And looking at the school, if you look at the sheet, you can see what's highlighted there in terms of we've always been participating in the program, and that's the highlights of some of the things that breakfast and lunch is served to all the students at no charge, and that's everybody, regardless of their income, and that's basically due to the fact of the number of students that we have listed at free and reduced lunch. So, and they don't have to fill out the report. So this has been going on for a number of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
that.
Yeah, and so that's the second point. We were awarded funding to participate in the fresh fruit and vegetable and snack, and that's every day, I think around 2 o'clock or somewhere around there that they get a snack. Some vegetable, a fresh vegetable, or fresh fruit. In addition to the fresh fruit, there's only fruit served as dessert. So you either get an apple, a banana, or, you know, no apple pie.
No, there's no brownies.
No brownies.
No pizza.
No, they do pizza. I'm not sure where pizza fits in, but I think
it's wheat crust. Low sodium, and
it sounds delicious.
And like the third item down there, the meals meet all new meal pattern requirements. So that's where the whole thing and all that comes in. New equipment has this as award-winning equipment assistance. We've got a grant for that, so all new serving assistance. All new serving lines. Next bullet, as it says, fully grain, whole grain and fresh fruit served daily. And what happens with a lot, and it's in terms of something especially for the little kids, that they may not eat that apple at lunchtime, and so or in the morning, because fresh fruit served in the morning as well, so for breakfast down in the room. So teachers stack it up, and if somewhere during the day somebody gets hungry, then again, grab an apple, grab it on. So everything is around that. And that's been going on for a number of years to the point where I've noticed right before I left, kids were taking one bite and then throwing it away. Yeah. And now they got to the point where they eat the whole apple.
Okay,
because
so they're eating the whole thing now.
Yeah, they're eating the whole thing now. But okay. they fought it. And you see the next ones there, and then in-classroom breakfast program for kindergarten through second grade. And a lot of schools do that. It's just your breakfast bar, snack bar, but in our case, we also have the fresh fruit along with the milk.
So in the morning, they go right to their players' room and they have breakfast in their
right,
players' room?
Right, right. And so it just speeds things up. Plus the number of people, I think, serving, and it has a lot to do with the cafeteria can't hold 700. I don't know what the capacity is. But it's so that was done that way for that particular. That's the reason for that, the main reason for that. And then nationals, we participated in it, as I said, the last item down there. So these are things that we have been doing over the years since the school was open. And it's just gradually increased because we started off the free and reduced lunch. We weren't that high. And then our percentage on that increased. So the next thing says future participation in terms of in order to continue to participate in the food program, then we have to, there's two things that we have to do. One is to put together a committee, and that was presented to you. I don't know if it's in this list of materials. It's in there, the committee. And then the second thing is to adapt a plan. And so I'd like to put forward a motion, as it says down there, to accept a wellness program and to develop a wellness committee for participation in the National School Lunch and School Breakfast programs and the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable program.
So before we vote, who is responsible for the follow-up of the serve safe certifications on the employees?
Amanda.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Let me second his motion.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. You have to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
For your discussion.
Yeah. Properly moved in and seconded. Any question?
There was, can that, I see it for a minute? I have one question. I didn't like the wording or something.
Oh, my motion?
No, your motion is fine. I mean the actual policy.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't bring my copy. I apologize. And thank you for explaining that food available in the classroom, because that was one of the questions and issues that I had with what does that mean? We have to have food available and people can get up and eat anytime they want to. But you addressed that one for me.
Some of the other things that they had down here, because this gets into some, they would be more goals now that we want to do, because like one thing that would be a goal is like to put together a school garden where the school grows some fresh, and we've been talking, Liz and I have been talking about that. We talked about that. So, and then I've got, so that's just one item. But there's some other things in terms of trying to encourage, looking at when parents bring in for birthday, looking at recent, kind of the committee needs to look at that. Some things, there's some policies that they've got that they want us to consider around that whole deal.
And that's where I saw the no pizza. About pizza parties. I knew I had read it somewhere.
It's on page 2, I think.
Unless they probably fall under the whole week.
Sex maybe.
Now this is the actual wording that the state has mandated and dictated that we have to approve. We didn't have any ability to.
Yeah, we have an ability. Yeah, we. This is our.
They just had a template, right?
Yeah. We can
this
change.
Is the,
we can
this
make
is
changes.
Yeah.
Okay. There was, and I can't find it right now, and I apologize for not bringing my copy. There was something in here that had to do with us ensuring that the community either had input or involvement, and I'm not sure where it is, but it troubled me because it was worded in such a way that we would ensure the community would be involved, the community as a whole involved, and I was like, that's something that we can't control. We could ask the community to be involved. And I can't, it's in my notes at home, I apologize.
4 pages in at the bottom, community involvement, outreach, communication. That might be area.
We'll actively notify public about content.
Content and updates to the wellness policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a minimum ensuring communication with culture and linguistically appropriate.
Can we just put this on the website?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just go on the website. And then and that they just have it.
And also with the community partner and the committee, the community partner in the committee is also a way that.
Yeah, because, okay, in terms of getting the community involved in that, because I know that's one thing that I mentioned to Ron and discussed in terms of I had approached a friend of mine who is involved in a garden over at Bellevue. And so we can, you know, it wouldn't be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's I, that's the way I interpreted that in terms of that's one way.
One of the questions that I had was physical activity. It says that children and adolescents should participate in 60 minutes of physical activity every day, and that we are committing to providing 90 to 105 minutes per week of physical education. Are we going to be able to meet that?
I thought it said something about 20 minutes.
I see 60 minutes on page, I think it's page.
Now, this may have been
under
done before
four.
You made the adjustments of the.
Section 4.
Okay.
Elementary students will receive physical education of at least 90 to 150 minutes per week.
Yeah, it's.
And then it says they will be offered at least 20 minutes of recess. But I guess my question was, are we going to be able to do the 105 minutes of, 90 to 105 minutes of physical education per week for elementary? And I'm not asking for an answer right now. I'm just saying that if this is not mandated and we have the opportunity to tweak this, let's just make sure that we are not committing to something that we're not in a position to see through. And I thought I heard before that physical education classes are not necessarily every single day or every week for the children.
They're
so
not.
Let's just make sure that before we put it in here, if we have an opportunity to tweak it, we do. And I will
table that policy.
Well, do we have to table it?
Well, it's correct me. Isn't this something that we put down based on what we've been doing in the past?
Well, what they want is
because
it's not that it has to be signed and given. They just want to make sure, really, that that the board has approved that we have a wellness policy.
Just make
so
an amendment.
We can make any amendments, any changes, but they want it on record that we have a wellness policy that the board has approved.
Do we have to pass this today?
We
well, in his motion, and his notes, the motion lists to accept the wellness policy.
Correct. Yeah.
So I think we need to amend the motion to just say we want to make some changes or modifications to that wellness policy before we accept it.
Well, or the alternative, we can accept this policy, and to the extent that we have tweaks or changes, we can amend it at the next meeting.
Okay, we'll take a look at that because I see what you're saying. I have one understanding about that the PE, and I thought this was based on and. So,
and I have some other notes that I'll,
yeah, okay,
I'll share with you.
Okay,
but I second your motion.
Okay, it's been properly motioned and seconded for an amendment to the original motion. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. All right, thank you. Personnel committee.
We have a policy that we're like to vote on tonight. It's an additional compensation policy that is going to be presented by Vera.
Yes, sir. Members of the board, I'd like to make a motion in regards to the school compensation policy. The motion is that this motion will require that any additional compensation for staff beyond contractual pay be presented to and pre-approved by the board before being awarded. Additional compensation consideration will be presented to the board, including the reason for the additional compensation, the benefit to the school, the individual seeking the additional compensation, and total compensation being sought for each individual, as well as the duration of the assignment. And any and all approvals will not carry over into the subsequent school years, but must be approved for each school year.
Second.
Properly moved and seconded. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried.
I have one other thing on here. It wasn't.
Great.
Oh, okay. We are formulating and creating a evaluation tool for Principal L, and we hope to have that available in the near future, as well as the performance evaluation.
Performance measurements.
Measurements.
Yeah.
Now, the state did contact us, say that we're required to have a copy of my evaluation on file at DOE. And I think that they were asking, I think they asked for that more sooner than later. So I'm willing to help in any way possible to help expedite that.
We could not use the performance evaluation.
No, I think you can. Yeah, I think what I asked them, I said, you need something you haven't required charters to do in the past. So to just spring. So they said this year, we just asked them to give us whatever they have to use. And moving forward in the future, we'll use something more standardized.
So the measurements that we have.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll forward you the email that the lady came from down at DOE.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how do we go about actually putting that in the system, or do we just send a hard copy because we don't have access to the state system?
No, I think they just want to email a copy of the evaluation. Yeah. There may be some schools, I think, that were not evaluating their principal at all, and I think they just want to be able to, and they're requiring of the districts. So I think the pushback is we want the charters to, you should have a copy of the charter as well. So I think you could just email it right to the young lady. Was the last name Oates? Was Melissa Oates, I think. So, yeah, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Now they want the one for 17-18 or 16-17?
16 is probably, yeah, okay. Previous
yeah,
year.
Probably.
And you have that one, the one you were just awarded for.
I had it.
You have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I will update that and send it.
That's my report.
Motion to accept.
So moved, Emil Brown.
Second,
Hal Blossom.
Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried. Operations Committee.
Operations Committee. The roof update, I think, is an item we can probably take off the agenda on in terms of, I haven't heard anything about it, so I'm assuming there's no need for until I
hear
otherwise
about
the roof.
So there's no issue with that at all? Because I thought that there was still a potential issue if the tarp kept shifting or the stones kept shifting, that we still had leaks.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, okay. I'm responding to the fact that
okay.
We haven't had any leaks. That's
okay.
That's what I'm going by.
Okay, and the damage to that room had nothing to do with
no.
Okay.
Right. So no leaks reported. I think that
okay.
We just. Right. I know we've been carrying it for
yep.
A couple months.
Yep.
with respect to the ID system, am I correct, Principal L, that we've procured it? I don't know if we've received
We received the badges came, right? The labels came. We're just waiting. They're sending us a printer. Yeah.
So I'm assuming that it's the intent to have the system online by...
I was thinking it would be here by now, so I don't know if they had to order the printer sent it, but I would say definitely by the next board meeting.
Okay, so
and hopefully sooner.
Okay, so by 10:00 we should be operational.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How many different ones were they going to send? The thumbprint, the Nintendo thumbprint, right?
Should be operational.
No, it's just a badge of print up a badge, and there's a camera option, I think, on it.
So this is for the kids too?
This for parents, visitors.
Okay. Now, does that system give us the capability to link badge numbers to people?
Yeah, we will know which person had a badge number because it'll all be in it.
Okay.
In the document hard drive. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And there is the capability to get a daily printout. Right?
Yes, sir.
Did we order enough badges for board members as well?
Yeah, we ordered a bunch of badges.
They're disposable.
Yeah, they're disposable badges.
All right. So does the board want a presentation on it, Ron? Or
yes.
We do? Okay.
Yes.
So
how about at the next meeting?
So how if I know who your lead person is on implementing this, if they can somehow get in touch with anybody from the operations community, just so we can get sort of a 10,000-foot view of how it operates, so that we can report back to the board.
Okay.
Let us know.
So as soon as it comes, I'll let you know.
Interface right. with that person or me. Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And then the last time, with respect to parking lights, I know that at the last. Help me out, Principal. In our last minutes, we had reported that we're still awaiting information on another contractor. So I guess that's not the case anymore?
No, I think that all came through, and that contractor was much higher. And so they went with Del Colo, where we had the lower bid who does all our electrical work.
So all the stuff that we're buying now is just from Del Colo?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Motion to accept.
Moved.
Second.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Executive committee. I think we will be given some plans for the playground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should receive that this week. And one of the things the company did say is that for ADA access, we're probably going to have a cement walkway installed from the sidewalk to the playground for wheelchair access. To ask him for a ball, but he said it shouldn't cost more than a couple thousand.
It has to be a hard surface, whether it's concrete or asphalt.
Okay.
It has to be a hard surface.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
how many students do we have that require that?
No, we have none, but if you get one, you have that.
Yeah. We have to have it.
To be compliant.
Yeah.
Right.
Prior to the need.
Yes, sir.
Well, going on that same realm, how many kids do you have that have peanut allergies or food allergies?
Well, we just started the news the first day of school, but we...
From last year?
We don't have a lot. Probably less than 10. Yeah, and most of them are not airborne, but a man does keep a record in there of students. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you what's grown is the tomato allergy is really what's growing students that can't have pizza sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Mm-hmm.
And I should take it for granted that you got some Narcan.
What's that? We're actually quiet, yeah.
What's going on?
He's trying to seduce somebody. Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay. Super. Do we know when we're talking about in installing the playground?
Well, as soon as we get the plans and we get approval from you, he said it should be 30 to 60 days should have that installed. He said it's a one-day job, 1 to 2 day job.
Nice to get it done before
for the weather. Mm-hmm.
Okay. New business. Cap off the side will be donating backpacks again. So we are, they're also interested in a mentoring type program for the students here.
Yes, sir.
So Prince Royale is going to give me some dates this week, hopefully tomorrow to meet. At the clock, and then we can figure out what the needs are and what can be instituted. Yeah. And I think the backpack count we have last year was 175. I think.
Is that what the cap is donating? Wow.
I think that it is. It was 175.
Well, you let me have my little 10 back.
I think most of them are gone already. I'm sorry.
I don't know if any other frats are.
I'm not a frat, but
Sigma's make a nice. They make a nice donation.
Do they? They're getting backpacks a couple of years. Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Up until this meeting, I think the Sigma was going off.
I mean, just came. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did.
Came
into the book club with the kids.
So this was all by Big Sigma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Angie, you don't have to worry about that stuff that they're talking about.
Any other new business, new items, or open discussion?
Second.
Move to second.
Aye.
Question.
Amen.
All opposed? Any objections?
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Starting tonight? Yeah, right. Tonight. Well, you don't end it starting tonight. Well, I told you, Liz, you're going to need a second. You need a backup on that team.
I thought I was right. Yeah, all right. Take care, man.